Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. I want to tell you, I'm really pumped up about today's call. There's a financial anointing on this call that God wants to release into your life today. So let's get started. It's important for each of us to know that when it comes to seed time and harvest, there's a direct link between our understanding and our ability to increase. Get this down in your spirit. There is a direct link between our understanding and our ability to increase. Hallelujah. You might even want to write that down. When God created earth, he based everything on, well, everything associated with increase on the principle of seed time and harvest.
Genesis 8, verse 22 in the Classic Amplified Bible. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease.
You don't doubt that night follows day, or that summer follows winter. You understand cold and heat. But the question is, do we really understand seed time and harvest? Everything God calls a seed holds within it the explosive potential of a harvest. But it's only when we activate the harvest proportion principle of that seed that we reap in dynamic proportions. I want you to write down the five words I'm about to speak to you. They're profound. Ready? God has more for you. God has more for you. Regardless of where you are financially at the moment, you got to know God has more for you. Now, the devil, well, he may try to do whatever he can to stop you, but the choice is yours. When we allow the enemy of our destiny, steal our harvest? Are we willing to take God at his word? Please don't understand or misunderstand. Please don't misunderstand what I'm about to say to you. I've always been fired up about getting the body of Christ out of death. But over the past few days, there's been a new fire blazing in me. I couldn't be more excited. In my prayer and meditation time, I feel the Lord is saying, there's going to be an extreme financial takeover, an explosion of wealth among believers, ordinary people, manifesting extraordinary wealth, reaching the status of millionaire, and yes, even billionaire. I hope you can see now why we're so excited about today's call. We want you to hear and absorb every word, even if it means listening to the replay of this call several times. Now, we want to give you a fresh perspective on how to activate the multiplying power of seed time to produce a mighty mega harvest. Here are the step-by-step instructions on how to move into God's abundant supply and financial independence.
Step one, sow willingly. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 12 in the King James Version says, if there be first a willing mind, it, the offering, is accepted. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, chapter 9, verse 7, it says, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, he takes pleasure in prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving.
Every believer should become hilariously happy when they realize the incredible benefits that giving tithes and offerings brings into their lives. We had a former pastor who used to say that God loves a cheerful giver, but it'll take it from a grouch. There was a time I liked it because it was a funny statement until I realized it's scripturally inaccurate. To say that God loves, you know, the scripture, let me say it the truthful way. The scripture says that God loves a cheerful, hilarious, joyous, prompt-to-do-it giver. So if you're not happy in your giving, then you got to know that God isn't into your giving either. And yes, if you give it like a grouch, the church or ministry may take it, accept it, with a smile on their face. But God won't. Got any doubt about that? Reread 2 Corinthians 9:7. Number two, sow according to God's goodness to you. Sow according to God's goodness to you. The significance of your seed is based on what you have left after you've sown the seed.
2 Corinthians 8:12. This is paraphrased. It says your offering is accepted if it is given according to the things God has provided and not according to the things that you do not have. The implication of the scripture is that your gift should be based on what you have been provided and not according to what you have at the moment. In fact, what you have at the moment, or lack thereof, may be the result of ineffective stewardship.
Step number three, the purpose of your harvest must be proper.
James 4:3. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts.
The Greek word for lust in this verse, G2237. It means pleasure, desires for pleasures. And see, that's where our word hedonist comes from. And a hedonist is a person whose life is devoted to the pursuit of pleasure and self-gratification.
The New Living Translation of James 4:3 says it this way, and even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. The Message Bible says it this way, you're spoiled children, each one in your own way.
Money is a problem when you want it simply to satisfy only what you want, only what gives you pleasure, instead of what gives God pleasure. And therein lies the problem. Number four, your seed must be planted in faith. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, God. Now, I'm going to repeat this next statement several times. It's that important. Sowing in faith is not trying to believe you'll get by without the money you just sown. Sowing in faith is not trying to believe that you'll get by without the money you've just sown. Sowing in faith is not trying to believe you'll get by without the money you just sown. We must have faith to believe that God will keep His promise to multiply our seed offerings back to us. Hebrews 11:1
says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
To guarantee God's promised harvest, we must focus on the fulfillment of God's promises. The seed you sow, in other words, the money you give, is not the substance that your harvest will be made of. The faith you have in God's ability to keep His promise of a multiplied return is what brings the increase. Number five, you must plant your seed in good ground.
Matthew 13:8, King James Version. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold.
It's a well-known fact that seeds must be planted in good ground they're going to bring forth a harvest. Poor soil cannot bring an abundant harvest. Placing your financial seed in the good ground ministry is absolutely essential if you're going to produce an abundant financial harvest. There are many, many ministries in earth today. However, not all ministries qualify as good ground ministries. According to Strong's Concordance, the word good in Matthew 13:23 is the Greek word G2570. It means beautiful, excellent, eminent, choice, surpassing, precious, usable, suitable, commendable, admirable, excellent in its nature and characteristics. I think it's fair to say that good ground is where you can find a ministry and organization where the leadership is excellent in operation, honoring the precious seed with which it's entrusted, and who will mentally and spiritually come in agreement with you, confirming their faith with yours. Number six, your seed offering must be truly significant to you.
2 Samuel 24, verse 24. Neither will I offer unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing, that which is not precious to me.
Over the years, I've given away a number of our debt terminator kits in meetings. The kit contains 7 books and a CD-ROM. Invariably, when I've gone back to the city, to a city, someone would introduce themselves to me as a recipient of my previous generosity. 9 times out of 10, when I ask if they're using the kit, the answer is not yet. The point is, if something doesn't cost something, it will be a lesser value to you. Number 7, allow God to guide you in establishing the amount you sow. Allow God to guide you in establishing the amount that you saw.
Isaiah 48, verse 17 says, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit or increase, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go.
If you're sincere about sowing for the dynamic harvest God has promised, he'll gladly show you exactly how much you should give in every offering you make. Don't hesitate in asking God for guidance, because he always answers. But when he does answer, we need to do what he says. Those are the 7 steps to abundance. Could be more. Those are the 7 I was led to teach on. Stay with me a moment. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. I want to tell you tonight's teaching. It's entitled, It's Not a Money Problem, It's a Mind Problem. You need to hear it. Tell every your friends to join us. Go to HaroldHerry.com. Just double-click on Sunday Night Live, and you'll see it. Join us tonight. Secondly, go to HaroldHerry.com right now and watch this week's 2-minute video, and you'll be blessed by that as well. And if you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. That's all we ever ask. All we ever will. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern or tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.